This is St. Louis Public Radio. The oldest person in the world is 117, but who is the oldest person in St. Louis? That question came to us from a listener named Sally who submitted it to our Curious Louis project. We sent our health reporter Duri Buscarin to find out.
It's harder than you think to find the oldest person in town.
St. Louis Public Radio, how are you?
I'm trying to figure out who the oldest person in St. Louis is. Really? Did I miss it?
I checked with groups that organize senior services, like the Mideast Area Agency on Aging.
The person we have worked with that's the oldest is 101.
Bethesda Health Group, which manages nursing homes.
I don't know of anybody older than 105.
Even the city of St. Louis.
Office of Mayor, it's Carl.
That's Carl Filler, who works for Mayor Francis Slay. Filler says even though a mayor can issue a proclamation when someone thinks they're the oldest person in town, there's no official source.
The city knows when someone's born and when someone dies. We know if they owe us taxes or not. We don't actually keep track of the oldest person.
Voting data isn't super helpful either, because birth dates can be entered incorrectly. And if you registered before a certain year, your birthday won't show up at all. But Filler had heard of someone who's been a bit of a local celebrity in years past.
No, and she's quite the lady. Let me see if I can pull this up.
And he found her.
Lucy Ham.
Lucy Ham.
Was, I believe, 108 last year.
And even better, when we went to see her, she was just 2 days shy of turning 109. Lucy Ham was known as the sheriff of Tower Grove Manor before she moved to a nursing home in Chesterfield. She invited me and a producer to her birthday party on a crisp Saturday afternoon. She wore a blinking tiara and bright red lipstick. There were balloons, a yellow cake, even a six-pack of her favorite Schlafly beer, which she still drinks.
I'm amazed at myself. I never would have thought I would have been the oldest one here.
Ham was born on January 30th in 1908. It's the same year that Henry Ford introduced the Model T, and the Cubs won the World Series. They didn't win it again until just last year. Ham grew up in the river town of Cairo, Illinois.
Down south between way where the rivers come together.
Her daughter-in-law, Janice, says that Ham married a barber and moved to St. Louis. She worked sewing burial shrouds for her sister, who was an undertaker. Later, Ham worked in a shoe factory and taught herself how to be a bookkeeper.
She is a very hardworking person. She worked until she was 72. During the war, she worked out at Small Arms, making ammunition for the soldiers.
Ham had two children, and she presides as matriarch over 7 grandkids, 11 great-grandchildren, and a 3-year-old great-great-grandson.
People used to ask her how come she lived so long, and she'd say, well, I drink a beer every day except Sunday. Then it went from that because she decided that didn't sound too good to I eat an apple every day, and then it got to be hard work, which I think is really the truthful one.
Janice is pretty sure her mother-in-law is the oldest person in St. Louis. But if you know someone who's 110, make sure to give us a call. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.